This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I think you can say that this is a community of brokenhearted people who are trying to make the most of it, but it's not easy.
That's Dana Sachs. She's one of four Wilmington women who have joined forces and funds to help relieve the suffering of refugees stuck in limbo in Greece. These women travel to Greece every few months to spend money they collect on direct refugee relief. All administrative and travel expenses are paid by the women themselves. Their organization is called Humanity Now. Here's Dana again.
What we're trying to do is make their lives a little bit more bearable. We can't change the situation at all. Sometimes it's frustrating because we go over there and we're seeing people still in tents after more than a year, and nothing that we've done helps. But being able to give out oranges or being able to give out diapers or, you know, tampons, these are things that make life just a little bit more bearable.
Dana says that last year, Humanity Now raised and spent about $85,000 for direct refugee relief. I wondered what types of projects were supported with that money. Note that when they speak about a squat, it's basically an abandoned space being used for housing.
Oh, God, so many things.
So many things. There's so many great things. In one of the squats, we were there late one night and just, you know, talking with some of the refugees. He was telling me how he and some of the other boys in the squat had formed a soccer team and that they play one of the other squats. We had a donor who wanted us to buy soccer balls for the kids there. And I said, wow, could we buy you guys some soccer balls? He said, we have some balls, but we don't have shoes. So we were able to get a really, really great deal and outfit these two teams with soccer shoes.
That's Jennifer Maraveas. She says that the refugee team has become part of the citywide soccer league, playing the Greek teams on the weekends. Carol Atwood, another member of Humanity Now, says creating a simple kitchen in one of the squats was a great accomplishment.
When we arrived at one of the squats, there was no refrigerator, no place to sit, no kitchen, no facilities at all. And so we bought a refrigerator at a local used appliance store. And we ended up buying a refrigerator with some workspace on top, some prep space. The refugees came over from the squat, which was right down the block, and they all just wheeled it back to their place, and it was really exciting. And we also bought pots and pans and utensils and basically outfitted an entire kitchen for them. And ultimately, they created a little meeting space for ladies to sit. I've received pictures of a really nice setup.
Just little tiny things that our funds are able to do that make life a little bit easier for these people.
Humanity Now is holding a fundraiser on Sunday, June 4th at Queensboro Shirt Company on Marsteller Street. It's free, but they will ask for support.
It's going to be sort of a party. We'll have hamburgers and hot dogs and ices and some music, just a fun party. Everybody in town is welcome, and we'll have a screen printing machine there so people can get Humanity Now t-shirts. Everything's free, but we hope that people will be generous because every dollar that they give will go directly to Greece.
That was Dana Sachs, Carol Atwood, and Jennifer Maraveas from Humanity Now. The fourth member is Stephanie Myers. Find more about this work and about the fundraising party at WHQR.org.